College is hard. Let's talk about it. We laugh, we share, and we're telling you all about our college experiences and tips to improve yours. Quadcast presents Quad Talk 101. Hey guys, this is Sherry here with Quad Talk 101, and we have Allie, and we're both hosting today. Hey, Allie, how you doing?
I'm good, Sherry. How are you?
I'm good. Now, you actually brought up a topic this week that I really found very interesting. You want to share?
Yeah, I was thinking we could sort of talk about our favorite classes here at WCU.
I love that. Because sometimes it's so easy to talk about like the worst class or the worst experience, but there are so many fun experiences in colleges and so many fun classes, which I don't feel everyone talks about as much.
Yeah.
Well, okay, what about you, Allie? So what is one of your favorite classes or a couple of your favorite classes?
So I'm a media and culture major, so I've taken almost all the core courses by now. And I think my favorite course that I've taken has been MDC 251, which is Media Technologies with Dr. Brown.
Ooh, Dr. Stephanie Brown. She's a favorite of mine. So in that class, Media Technology, tell us a little bit about it. What was that?
So you basically go through a lot of different fields in like production. So there's you do a unit on photography, there's a unit on audio, and then you finish with like a short microfilm. And I just really liked first having the creative control to do these projects, and second,
right.
I liked getting experience. Like, I'm not a photography person, and I think getting to practice it made me appreciate it a little bit more. I'd never done a podcast before, and that was really fun, learning how to use Audition, stuff like that. And I took Intro to Video Production.
There it is.
Okay. The semester before, and then we got to do another microfilm. So I had a little bit of experience, but I think I got to make something that was a lot better than I had done before, and I really enjoyed it.
Oh, I love that. And it's funny that you say that, because I did have the same exact class with the same exact professor, Dr. Stephanie Brown. Awesome. Totally recommend. But yes, in that class, for the longest time, I kind of had a love-hate relationship with video, because every time I was in the class, everyone was usually very ahead or they had experience. So I was just like, what am I doing here? But in the class, she kind of just like walked it through really well and said like, hey, with video, you know, you don't have to keep the shot rolling you know what I mean? Because
yeah.
A lot of the times I would just have hit record, like say what I'm going to say. And then like, I'd have to sift through like 2 hours of footage and I hated it. And she's like, no, don't do that. Just record what you need, then stop, and then record a different scene and then stop. And I got to do my own tiny short film with me acting as me. I don't remember what it was, but it was something to do with like being the worst new roommate or something like that. And so it was so fun. So.
Yeah, I think as a beginner, she really set the class up for you didn't have to have any experience to be able to produce something that you could be proud of. And I think that it was sort of scary at first, being like, oh, I have to make this short film all on my own.
Right.
And I had taken it on Zoom, so I didn't have any of the like equipment here at
right.
Westchester. So I was just recording on my phone in my house. And I think she gave us the tools to really succeed with that.
Oh, that is great. No, I love that. I feel the same way too, especially with like, I mean, I'm not terrible at photography, but I'm definitely not like, hey, here's my DSLR. Like, I'm going to, you know, aperture. What is that? But she did explain it in such a way that was like really easy for someone first going into this. And that actually reignited like a love I had for like video. So that's like good.
Yeah.
You know, I have a class right now that I really, really enjoy. And I totally recommend if you guys are wanting to do stuff in like the media and culture era or like TV or radio or something like that, there's this class with Dr. T called TV and Radio. It's a very good class. I recommend it. So I guess for me, the biggest thing that the class has given to me is a lot of like, I don't know what it's called, but it's like photoreel or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So like, you know, when you're applying for a job and they're like, hey, give me your resume. So for like media and culture jobs, they're like, hey, what's your reel? Like, have you had experience in this? Give me the video experience. So with that class, it's really cool because you do stuff with the radio and you edit things for the radio, which is cool, like commercials or being on the show. So you have that to show to somebody. And also there's like the aspect of like you go in front of a green screen, you like report the weather, the news, the sports, like you do a lot of things. I think we even did a Campbell's soup commercial.
Oh, that's so fun.
And it was really, really fun. And the best part is like I love about that class is like I didn't really need to do anything in the realm of like taking the video myself. Mm-hmm. I just literally went into a studio and like read off a teleprompter, and there was all this graphics behind me. So it was like a cool experience for that. I hadn't done that.
Yeah, I'm taking that class next semester, and I'm actually really looking forward to
it. Oh, it's great. The teacher's great. Highly recommend.
Yeah, I've only ever heard good things about it.
No, it's great. And as for like any other classes I'm taking at the moment, I don't know. I think the TV and radio is probably like my favorite at the moment.
For classes I'm taking now, I'm taking CRW 202, which is like, it's not Intro to Creative Writing, but it's the next one. I don't know what it's called, with Dr. Alness. I love that class.
Oh, yeah. You know, the some of the classes we're looking forward to, right? So, yeah, the creative writing thing, because I was going to do journalistic writing, but I don't like it. I don't like it. I tried. It's really just not my thing, and that's okay. But yeah. I saw the creative writing thing, and I've heard only good things about it, which is really nice.
I don't think there's a lot of classes where you have so much creative control, especially outside of media and culture classes, like production classes. So being able to write about like whatever you want is really nice.
That is really nice. And I guess we recorded a podcast and then it got lost, so that's sad. But on that podcast, you were just saying, like, with the, wow, I got a lot of spam or whatever. But anyway, with that last episode, you were talking about when you load up on classes, don't load up on classes you do not like.
Yes, because taking 6 courses is already hard enough. But when you're taking 4 courses you kind of like and 2 that you hate, it just makes it even worse.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. And I never really put that together, right? Because, you know, you're looking at your schedule and you have your advisor and you have you and you're like, all right, I want to get out of this school in X amount of time. So you just throw all these classes. But like, it really stinks if you're just like taking all these classes and you're like, I don't have interest in any of them. I don't like any of them. I don't enjoy any of them.
Yeah.
So definitely having that balance between the two is great, because you don't want to take only fun classes and then you're stuck with all the classes you don't like and vice versa. So that's a good balance that you have over there.
Yeah. There are classes that you have to take that you know you're not going to like.
Yes.
But just balancing them with classes that you know you're going to be able to engage with and have fun with makes it a lot easier to just get through the bad classes.
Oh, for sure. For sure. And it's funny because there are some classes that are not on my, my course load or whatever, like originally, but I was so interested. So like a class that they have here, which is really cool, is studio production, where you can mix, master, and produce your own music.
Oh, cool.
Which is really, really cool. So I'm going to be taking the prerequisite, which is making music, and it's the music theory or whatever. And I'll do the studio production class in the fall, and that's like kind of like this is a nice morale booster.
Yeah, sometimes there are classes that you would like never expect here. You sort of have to dig for them, but once you find like a really cool class, it's like, oh, this is a nice little surprise.
Do you know there's actually, you know, speaking of classes I didn't know were a thing, there's a class I think called Intro to Marriage.
I didn't know
I didn't know that. I don't even know how I found it, but I was just looking through things that were available, and I was like, huh, I didn't even know. And I thought it was going to be like, you know, the history of marriage or the soaking. I thought it was going to be that, but it's literally like, here's how you run a marriage. And I was like, wow, I did not know that was a thing.
Yeah, there are really some hidden gems in the course catalog.
It is. I hear the women's study one. I've heard from everyone. Those classes are really nice.
Yeah.
So my advisor said it. Everybody said it. I hear it's really nice. So that's like a nice one for sure. But yeah, some obscure ones. So now I have to go in the catalog and look back and see.
Yeah, just sort of creep and see what you can find.
That's too funny. Oh, man. Well, Allie, do you have anything else to add?
I don't think so. I think I covered everything I really wanted to.
You did. And, you know, I'm glad. I'm glad we were able to highlight, like, you know, just great classes here and like having fun with classes, because yes, it's so easy to talk about either the bad classes or like having fun outside of classes, which, you know, if you didn't listen to the last podcast, you totally should, guys, because we talk a bit about being part of clubs and organizations and how awesome that could be. But yeah, just it's important to like your classes.
Exactly.
Too. It's important to be excited about them and not be like, well, I got another semester, because then, you know, you don't have your morale and you're just like, well, now I don't have much incentive to go.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, thank you so much, Allie. I appreciate it. And I guess, you know, Sherry here signing off. See you guys next week. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at WCU Quad and Twitter at the Quad WCU. Tune in next week for another episode of Quad Talk 101.